me, we go down to the sea, bringing earth to the air in our brown submarine.
Nope, ain't gonna happen. Beach, this is the Brown Bomber by the Henchmen. Got a few minutes to go. All right, here's where it starts swirling down the toilet. Yeah, this ain't doing the voice. So, gotta wind down with the worst Brown song. That is correct. Gonna wind down the show with a big Brown turd. A Brown turd of a song. Yeah, that's right. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown by Frank Sinatra. Next week is Black, where I'll be back. In your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Yeah. Remaining in your brain.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the studs, they call him Sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old Jim Brown. And meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler. And he liked his fancy clothes. He liked to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun.
There you go. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. But you don't have to call him Leroy. You can call him Jay. Or you can call him Ray. Or you can call him Ronnie. Or you can call him Johnny. Or you can call me RJ. Or you can call me RJJ. Or you can call me RJJ Jr. But you doesn't have to call me Old. Something going out to the late, great Bill Saluga. Well, it looks like I'm about out of time here. Sorry, Frank. Oh, God, I hate this song. Jim Croce just did not die early enough. What can I tell you? All right, we're going to fade this out. And I'm going to remain in your brain. Let's see what comes up. Let's see if it's either a Firefly show or Away With Words. Either way, this is WRCT Pittsburgh's I'm in your brain. I remain in your brain.
Wait until I drive all these foolish tears right out my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard.
T, Pittsburgh.
Swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, choo. You see it's true. An ape like me,
Scooby-Dooby-Dooby,
can learn to be human too.
What?
you're part of the deal, cuz. Lay the secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Amanda Richard, and this block of music features Peter Schickele. Peter Schickele is a composer and a bassoonist, a classical bassoonist, and a comedian. We're going to cover a lot of the different aspects of his work. What you heard to open up the block was Joan Baez singing Rejoice in the Sun, a song that Peter Schickele wrote for the Silent Running soundtrack. Do you remember that movie with Bruce Dern from back in 1972? Well, Peter Schickele did the soundtrack. That was one of the songs he put on there. Joan Baez singing Rejoice in the Sun. Coming up next, here's something from Peter Schickele's classical side. This is from a chamber work he composed called A Year in the Catskills, and it's the fifth movement finale entitled Fast Driving, as performed for you by the Blair Woodwind Quintet.
Thank you.
Shickley's Fast Driving from his A Year in the Catskills, performed by the Blair Woodwind Quintet. You can hear that even in his serious works, some humor sneaks in. And that is certainly true in this next piece. This is something he wrote called The Last Tango in Bayreuth. And it is here performed for you by the Bassoon Brothers and Carlton Jackson.
Thank you.
That was Peter Schickley's Last Tango in Beirut, performed there by the Bassoon Brothers and Carlton Jackson from their 1999 record Wanted, the Bassoon Brothers. Okay, it's time to get on to the comic material that Peter Schickley is famous for. When he was a student at Juilliard, he started a series of concerts about an alleged son of J.S. Bach, P.D.Q. Bach. And even after he graduated from Juilliard, he was invited back year after year to do another concert of these parody pieces. So finally, it became, I think, his primary business. We're going to sample some of the music that Peter Schickley wrote for his P.D.Q. Bach extravaganzas. First up, here's the OK Corral from the Toot Suite for Calliope Four Hands. P.D.Q. Bach, the OK Corral from the Toot Suite for Calliope Four Hands, with Peter Schickley and David Wee. P.D.Q. Bach also allegedly composed a variety of different vocal works. You're going to hear three selections. The first two are from The Art of the Ground Round. Please, Kind Sir and Jane, My Jane. And then the next one, the third one, will be an aria from Schickley's creation, Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice. Yes, a P.D.Q. Bach opera, an aria called There's Something About a Monk. Enjoy.
Please, kind sir, that portrait I see. If that's your daughter, present her to me. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships.
thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships.
Very well, it can be arranged, if you please. Sit you down, make yourself at home, while she's up dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy. She's up dressing, she'll be down in a jiffy, 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 jiffy.
Please, kind sir, that portrait I see, if that's your daughter, present her to me. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Look, her face could launch a thousand ships. Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships. Very well,
kind
it can be arranged, if you please. Sit you down,
your make yourself a present.
While she
look up her dress, face going down into a thousand ships. Look up her dress, face going down into a thousand ships. Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships. Very well, it can be arranged,
portrait,
if you
see.
Please. Sit you down,
your
make yourself at home, while she
look up her
dress,
face
going down
to thousand gypsies.
Look up her dress,
face
going
down
to
thousand
gypsies.
Thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships, thousand ships. Very well.
No.
Are you a lay
Yes.
Have you a secret that you wish to hide?
Yes.
Oh, goody! There's something about a man with a secret ken. It gives me a nut to crack, and I feel young again. Again, 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 again.
My, what big feet you have.
All the better to walk to you with, my dear.
My, what big knees you have.
All the better to pray for you with, my dear.
My, what big...
Well, now you just watch yourself, kid.
Oh, what big hands you have.
All the better to touch you with, my dear.
I hope you enjoyed those three vocal selections from the P.D.Q. Bach catalog. The first two were from the alleged P.D.Q. Bach work, The Art of the Ground Round, Please Kind Sir, and Jane My Jane. And the last was an aria, There's Something About a Monk, from the P.D.Q. Bach opera, Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice. Yes, Peter Schickele has quite the fertile mind. In this comic persona as the creator of P.D.Q. Bach, Schickele claimed to be Professor Peter Schickele from the University of Southern North Dakota at Hoople. And one of the grandest creations from the 1960s was an LP in which he did a whole series of radio works, allegedly on WOOF, Hoople, North Dakota. This next offering is perhaps Peter Schickele's grand opus under P.Q. Bach. After you've heard this, you'll never listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony the same way ever again. We'll let Peter Schickele himself introduce it. Thanks for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh.
And now it's time for New Horizons in Music Appreciation. Different approaches to the problem of popularizing the 19th century classics. Now, unlike the Baroque masterworks, 19th century pieces such as the Beethoven symphonies are usually so long and melodramatic that the average listener has to be informed through the use of program notes as to what's going on in order to prevent him from falling into a confused slumber. The only trouble is that they always turn the lights down in concert halls, so you can't read the notes while the piece is being played. So, here is a new solution to a perennial problem.
Good evening, music fans. Here we are at Philharmonic Hall in New York Mills, Minnesota. It's a beautiful night for a concert. There's not a cloud in the ceiling. And there's quite a crowd out here. About how many do you think there are, Bob?
Oh, I don't know, Pete.
Well, neither do I, but it's quite a crowd. And I think they're looking forward to hearing the New York Mills Philharmonic playing against the Danish conductor, Heilige Dankesang. And here he comes now, ascending the podium, and the players are all lined up and ready to begin the first inning of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in C minor. And they're off with a four-note theme. This is very exciting. The beginning of a symphony is always very exciting, folks. I don't know whether it's slow or fast yet because it keeps stopping. It doesn't seem to be able to get off the ground yet, and it looks like, yes, it looks like we're coming up to a cadence here, folks. The violins didn't cut off there. A little trouble with the violins. They weren't watching. And there's that four-note theme again, folks. And another stop. Just can't seem to get this piece off the ground. Now it seems to be rolling a little bit. Seems to be building up. Tell me, Bob, you think you'd call that four-note idea a theme or a motif?
Well, Pete, the technical term would be motif, which he uses to build a theme.
I see. Thanks for setting me straight about that, Bob. Well, we're heading into the second theme section here, and we can expect a little modulation down there. Wow, did you hear that, Bob? Somebody down there in the horn section really flubbed that note. That was one of the worst fumbles I think I've ever witnessed in all my days. I think it was number one, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes, it was, Pete. That was Bobby Corno in the first chair, and that's the third major flub he's made this season, giving him a solo average for the season of approximately .247355. which is pretty darn low for a first chair man.
You think there's some chance he might be sold to another orchestra?
Well, it's hard to say, Pete. Corno's very good in the long solos, things like the Rachmaninoff piano concerto. So I think if he pulls himself together a bit, they'll probably keep him around, although I suppose he might...
Well, I think it's development time down there now, Bob. Let's see what's going to happen. The horns are starting it off. They seem to be in pretty good shape now, and I get the feeling that we're probably going to be hearing a lot of that four-note motif, don't you, Bob?
Yes, I do, Pete.
So do I, Bob. Well, they obviously are stuck with that four-note motif, and they're going to be fooling around with it for quite a while. You notice it's pretty hot in here, Bob?
Yes, I do, Pete.
Yeah, I think the air conditioning has gone off, which is one of the things... Wait a minute, there's something going on down there on the stage, folks. There's something happening down there. It's really building up tension. The crowd is getting very excited. The brasses have come in, and the timpani, and everybody, and it's extremely exciting. I think we're building up to a fugue. No, the basses are not picking up the theme, folks. It is not a fugue. The violins tried to make it one, but the basses are not following up. No, instead of a fugue, folks, he seems to be taking the theme and breaking it up into little pieces. Just two notes left of that theme now being thrown around from player to player. And it's getting softer and softer down there, folks. I think they're losing steam. They seem to be running out of steam. And it's just getting a little bit lethargic down there, if you want to know the truth. It's gotten down to one note now. And things are... Wait a minute! The brasses have come in and tried to pep things up. A welcome relief. But I'm afraid to no avail. Things are still pretty soporific. Wait a minute! Here they come again. They're really determined. It sounds very familiar. And I think we've reached the recap, Bob, don't you?
There's no doubt about it, Pete. Your average Beethoven symphony usually has a recap right after the second quarter, and this one is falling right into line.
Well, let's see if those violins can cut off with the rest of the orchestra, and the cadence is coming up. Wait a minute. This time it's the oboe holding the note too long. Wait, he's playing a cadenza. He must be out of his mind. He thinks it's an oboe concerto. The conductor's standing down there. He doesn't know what to do. Have you ever heard anything like that, Bob?
I certainly haven't, Pete. I think it was a disgraceful display of lack of teamsmanship. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Highwood's name wasn't on the roster next season, although I must say that the fans really seem to go for these outbursts of temperament.
Well, I always say, Bob, professional music teams wouldn't exist without the spectators. Anyway, we're into the home stretch here with the second theme coming up, and we should be in C minor right up to the double bar. Wait a minute. That's really something, Bob. The piece is billed as being in C minor, and yet it looks like it's going to end in C major.
It's really something, Pete.
Well, I think it's something that the Composers Commission ought to look into, and I suspect that they will as soon as this gets out. But it looks like it's going to be an ending anyway. Things are building up a little there. The violins have really gotten a hold of things. They're really beginning to roll. And now he's adding all the woodwinds there. He's thrown in all his brass and the timpani. And it's tutti all the way, folks. He's got a great piece on his hands here. And he looks like he's really coming into the home stretch. Well, I guess that about wraps it up, hey, Bob?
Yeah, Pete, it's been a good piece.
I think he can really have something to be proud of himself here. Wait a minute! The brasses are taking the theme! They're not letting it stop! They're taking the theme and running ahead! Bob, this piece is definitely going to go into overtime. I can see that. The crowd is going wild. They're standing up on their feet. They're jumping. They're stomping. They're yelling. And let me tell you that down on that stage, the players are doing a bit of running around themselves. Nobody knows where the theme is. The audience, nor the players, nobody knows where that theme is. Everybody is running around, and believe me, it's very exciting. This is the kind of thing that only happens once in 10 years, folks. They've got a new theme going on down there. I can't believe it. Bob, do you know where this new theme comes from?
Well, Pete, it probably comes from, no, I don't, Pete.
Well, they're tossing it around now. The woodwinds have it, and then the strings have it. Nobody seems to be able to keep his hands on that theme. It's getting tossed around from player to player, from section to section. And believe me, folks, the audience is just as confused as the players is about who is going to have that theme finally. Wait a minute, the strings have got a hold of it. The strings have got a hold of that theme, and they are not going to let go! What's this? I can't believe my ears. It sounds as if it's another recap. It sounds as if he's going right back to the beginning. If this is true, it's the first time it's happened in 10 years of concert casting. Wait a minute. Those sound like final chords, though. This may be... That may be it, folks. I'm looking down at the referee. Yes, that is it. That is the end of the piece. The players are taking off their helmets, and the conductor has turned around and is acknowledging the cheers of the crowd. Well, it was quite a symphony, wasn't it, Bob?
It was quite a symphony, Pete, and I think the fans feel that they got their money for it. So do
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आजमाने के तले
जय हो जय हो
आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आजमाने के तले
जय हो
नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है
কাছে